Had the whole thing consisted of such, then at least we would have had a classic that could have been put on the shelf alongside Ulysses or Tristram Shandy. But Flying Saucers Have Landed was a book that refused to be put into a passive role. Part of its appeal was that it was a fabric of living expression more than a simple text that could be hung on some literary wall as a decoration. It took, from an outdated context, what some saw as traditional fairy stories and placed them centrally in fighter cockpits and returns from aerial radar. It therefore made the fantastic haunt the glistening new instrumentation of the post-war age, connecting ancient sightings with modern rocketry and spaceflight, and ancient mysteries with contemporary scientific speculation. To add to this considerable achievement, month after month scores of objective verifications of the claims of the book were appearing in the outer world like a kind of supertext springing from its inked pages. Thus, with increasing sightings of UFOs themselves, the book was being updated as it was read and absorbed. Adamski's deft style helped this assimilation. Its disarming effect was ideal for leading readers up that garden path which is the entrance to the drama of Orphan's Shoes. The following passage from the postscript, for instance, is Naif Borges. The footprints with their markings, and a photo of the dropped print with its markings is being included here, with a partial list of suggested books, including the dictionary which gives very modern definitions of the individual markings as they are named in mathematics, astronomy, and other sciences. No one appears to have noticed, but as a sideline, on the evidence of the above, George Adamski appears to have invented Trivial Pursuit. The intellectual eroticism of all this delicious insanity was quite irresistible. With books flying into the sky and back, and dictionaries being brought in to shed light on shoe soles, the Orwellian machinery predictably turned its head from screaming about communist dangers, and chanted automated denials about the flying saucer phenomenon. But it was no good. Like all good subversives, the saucers turned up in strength and in places where they were least expected. During his tour of Europe in 1959, Adamski showed a film of the development of a gravity-cancelling motor said to have been made from interpretations of the instructions on the back of Orphan's Shoes. Page 69, was last read. Book has 228 pages. End reading here.